studio this morning, and they're about to go fishing. But we hindered them this morning until we could let them go. But we're going to be visiting with Russ Bailey with Brush Pile Fishing. And Russ, welcome to Weiss Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. We hope that you're having a great time on Weiss Lake. You've been here a few days.
We have actually shot a show with your son, Daryl, a couple days ago, and the bite was a little tough, but we ended up putting together some really nice fish, had a great show.
That's great. And, of course, when will the show air, when people can see it and things like that, or is it going to be in video form? What? Tell us about it.
So this one will probably air early in 2027. And it'll be on our Facebook page or YouTube channel. And if you go to our YouTube channel, everything is free. It's all crappie fishing, close to 200 shows all over the country. And that's where it'll air.
All right. And how long have you been? I know you've been here the biggest part of the week.
Yeah, I actually started out in Neely Henry and then came here. I've been here about 4 days now.
Okay. Well, I know this is not your first rodeo on Weiss Lake. You've been here many times.
Yeah, we actually started coming down about 30 years ago. Me and a bunch of the cops I worked with, we wanted to pick a spot to go fishing. We come down here to Weiss. I remember the first year we got here way too early, didn't know what we was doing, caught about two fish. But we stayed with it, came back, made some good friends down here, learned the lake a little bit, and probably one of my favorite places in the country.
Well, that is great. And that's saying a lot because you fish all over the country.
I do. I do. I've been fortunate, been blessed to be able to host this show. And my first show was Midwest Crappie. And we get to go everywhere. But, man, I'm telling you, for me anyways, there's just something special coming back here every year.
Well, and not only do you fish and show people how to catch fish, you even have a crappie, is it Brush Pile Academy?
Yeah, we started that a couple years ago, and we wanted to do something where we could bring a limited amount of anglers in, different stages of their fishing career. Some of them are just starting, some of them have been doing it a while, but we will pick a different lake in the country, and we have anywhere from 4 to 7 instructors come in, and these guys are like your son Daryl, tournament pros, guides on the lake, and we each discuss different topics. And when you come to the academy, your lodging is included, all the food's included. We do classroom material, and then something that's a little bit different than most seminars you go to is you go out on the water with those anglers and you practice the techniques that they talked about.
Wow, that is cool. And how many do you bring in at a time? A dozen? 2 dozen?
We like to keep it to about 12. And most of ours has filled up pretty quickly. We like the one-on-one experience. And the smaller classrooms seem to fit that bill.
That's great. And how's your people with you that's in the classroom this week and out on the lake? It's nice when the lake is a classroom, man.
It is.
How are they enjoying Weiss Lake?
From the ones I've talked to, they're absolutely having a ball, and I think they're all stunned when they get out there on the lake and they see the beautiful hills in the background, and the weather has just been great the last couple of days. We couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, and this is a time of year sometimes when it's breezy out there on the lake, and you guys have been blessed with light wind all week.
Funny you say that, because when Daryl and I was taping the show, one of the comments I made to him, I said, I think this is the first time I've ever come down here and it's not windy.
Yeah, and every now and then you want a little ripple on the water when you're crappie fishing, but you don't want a hurricane or a typhoon come blowing through.
And I've been in them down here. I remember 1 year we stayed at a place and we had to evacuate because they had the tornadoes coming in. So, oh yeah, I've experienced that down here.
Well, you've got a good week. I hope that you've caught all the fish that you want to catch and all. And where do people go to find all of your shows?
The easiest way is go to brushpilefishing.com on our website. We also have a Facebook page. The other thing you can do, no matter what kind of phone you have, is download the Brush Pile Fishing app. It's completely free. You have access to all of our shows. We have so many features on that app. One of them is a guide. Say you watch a show with Daryl and you think, man, I'd like to book a show with him. You go to our guide section. Daryl's listed there. You click on him. You can book a trip through him right there.
All right. That's cool. Daryl, you want to say anything about the fishing experience with Brush Pile Fishing this week?
You know, it's been great to be a part of this Brush Pile Academy. I have filmed with Russ now probably 5 or 6 times here on the lake. We've always been able to have a great day on the water, caught a lot of fish, made a lot of great memories. But getting to be a part of the actual academy, and also Chris Bright, another local guide, is a part of it this week. And it's been, we've done seminars for Bass Pro and other places throughout the state, promoting crappie fishing and different products. But to be a part of this academy and actually getting to spend time with the students and teach them one-on-one and then get to go on the water. Right now, you know, one person on the boat with you, and you're actually getting to show these guys how these different techniques work. It's been great to be a part of, and I appreciate the opportunity for them asking me to be a part, and I know Chris does as well. So, if you're ever wanting to learn more about crappie fishing or a different technique, try to attend one of these crappie academies. They have them on different lakes throughout the country, so, you may live right here in town, but you may want to try to go fish Kentucky Lake or another lake where they're having one of these academies, and it gives them a great opportunity to go and learn a technique that they might not really know, or they know a little bit about it and they want to fine tune it. They get to go actually talk with someone one-on-one who does that technique on a daily basis. They can pick up a lot of tips, techniques, and it's a great thing to be a part of, and everything's included. Lodging, meals, just like Russ said, they take care of everything. You just go and have a super time.
All right. I hope you're finding good meals around the area for your people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Daryl, we kind of got an inside joke. We always go to Tony's Steak Barn when we're down here.
Got to do that.
Yeah,
because I wind up paying.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that on my part anyways.
Yeah, there you go.
But, we talked about, different places we stay. We're at the Cowan Creek Cabins, and I'll tell you what, those are outstanding. And, again, we've heard the students, compliment the surroundings, the cabins they're in, the lake right there. So it's just been great.
Yeah, the Cowan Creek Cabins are first-rate accommodations right there on Weiss Lake, and you can just walk right down to the water.
And you're there.
Great. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. We've been out there when they did the grand opening, and we know all those people, and they're doing a great job with it. They really transitioned that area to an area that had maybe run down a little bit and needed some refurbishing, and boy, they've polished it up, haven't they, Russ?
You can never tell how it used to be, because it is beautiful down there right now, and those cabins are top notch.
Yeah, they are, and if people haven't been out there, they need to go check it out and tell us, check it out and see what they think about it. But I think they're going to like a great addition. All right, where do you go from here, Russ?
My next show is going to be in Tennessee. We're going to go to Watts Bar. That's coming up here soon. But we got two really nice shows down here, so I'm pretty pumped to check out the video when it's done and get them airing.
All right. Now, you guys, both of you talked about techniques, mentioned crappie fishing technique. You've been doing this 30-plus years.
Yeah.
Tell me how the techniques have changed.
Well, probably the biggest, two big things. I can remember when I first started crappie fishing. A lot of times crappie fishing was something you did in the spring when they come in to spawn, and then people put their rods up for the rest of the year. Oh, they don't bite in summer.
Right.
Well, we've learned, through magazine articles and different pros and stuff, you can catch crappie all year round, so that's a big plus. But the biggest influence I guess I've seen is the live scope. Would you agree with that, Daryl?
It is. Live scope has been a game changer, whether you use it as a search technique or just an actual tournament technique that a lot of them do, where they cast to them or drop bait straight down on them. It has been a total game changer in the crappie fishing tournaments and the just everyday anglers. Buying that equipment has just totally changed the game. You can actually see everything in real time, and it has caused a lot of fish that normally would not be caught to be caught, and a lot bigger fish. So, it's if you don't have live scope, you're missing out, because it has been a total game changer in the crappie industry.
It'll humble you sometimes, too.
Now, we found that out this week. If for those of you that don't really know about live scope that much, you can actually see these fish moving and swimming in real time. You can tell exactly how deep they are, how far out in front of you they are. Russ and I was filming a show this week, and we could see, we were actually shooting some docks here on the lake, and we could see the fish. We fished brush piles. We could see them. You can see them swimming around it, but we just couldn't make them bite. So, you know, it can be frustrating sometimes. It can help you, but it can humble you.
When I first started teaching Darryl a little bit about fishing, we had a hummingbird.
Okay.
You know, the
okay.
depth finder. That's all we had. That one did spin, you know.
Yep.
But the old Super 60.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's going back a few years.
That's right.
That's how we are. But anyway, I was always telling him as he was upgrading to different and newer technology and everything, and I tell him, son, that's good. That's a good thing. It'll help you. It's a good tool. But it can't make you, you can't make them bite. It's still called fishing, not catching.
And we have found that out with the LifeScope. That's for darn sure.
You can see them, you just can't make them bite.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's still fishing, but it's still fun.
There's nothing like being on the water. You know, we've had some really tough days on the water, but you know what? Still out there enjoying God's beauty, and it doesn't get much better.
Absolutely. And when you can be out there in nature and enjoy it and enjoy the fresh air, that's a pretty good day's work.
You bet.
Absolutely. Russ, anything else you want to leave with our listeners before we cut away?
No, like I say, for you folks that live down here, you just don't know how blessed you are. Like I say, I love coming down here. My favorite place in the world. I actually had thought about buying a house down here, and then something happened. We got a granddaughter.
Wow.
So we're not probably going to leave her, but you guys, you're blessed to be down here.
Absolutely. And, of course, those grandchildren change things.
They do. Nothing like it in the world.
That's for sure. Thank you so very much for taking time out of a busy schedule. I know you guys have got an appointment on the lake here shortly.
Hey, it's always a pleasure.
It's our pleasure to have you in. And next time you're down, I hope you'll come back and be with us.
Okay, we'll do it.
Russ Bailey and Brush Pile Fishing. Find them on the internet out there at brushpilefishing.com.